All right, thank you, ma'am. It is 6 o'clock. I am Shane Ozy, and we're going to call to order the March 11th, 2026 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board. I wanted to use my gavel. Okay, just goofing around. There is a quorum present. We have all the regular members of the board present, with the exception of Paul Reed, who is absent tonight, and Melissa Simmons, our alternate, is sitting in as a voting member this evening in his absence. We'll move on to our first order of business, which is public comments on agenda items. Does anybody have out there in our vast public audience have a comment on agenda item? No? Then we will move right on. I like that. We'll move into consent item. First item number 226-0178, minutes of our February 11th McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting. They're in your packet if you've had a chance to look at them. I will entertain a motion to approve. Or amend.
I made the motion.
I'll second that motion.
Guy made the motion. Mark second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None opposed. The minutes pass as published. All right. Look at that. See, we're going fast. Item number two, board and liaison reports. I'll save my chair reports when we talk about Memorial Day because it all relates to Memorial Day. So I'll move on to McKinney Parks and Rec.
Yes. So we have... I say we. I'm going to invite Kayla Chrisman to speak on my behalf regarding some SOPs for this board that was requested. So with that, Kayla, I'll turn that over to you.
Thank you. Last meeting, there was a conversation about having some SOPs moving forward. I was able to find a binder that had a lot of information in it. I did copy a couple of pages, and they are in your packet. There is a lot of other information in the binder, and it is from 2011. So it does need quite a bit of updating. I have the binder here tonight, and anyone is welcome to look at it after the meeting. And then Jerry sent me an email that has an outline of some SOPs that he drafted up. So this is just a report, not a discussion, but I would just, that is to take home and everyone take a look at it, and I think we'll put it on the agenda for next time to have an official discussion item on the SOPs and the binder. And we'll take a look on our side on updating some of those things in the binder. A lot of it is general board procedures for all of McKinney boards, which some is still relevant and some has been updated since 2011. If you have any questions about it, feel free to ask. But overall, this will be a further discussion for next time. But I wanted to give everyone the information that you can review at home.
Well, thank you, ma'am. So that binder you found?
Yes.
Is it all just paper and you retyped these, or just copied them? Or?
That document that you're holding, the first two pages are Jerry's draft.
Okay.
And then two pages are copies that I made.
Gotcha.
Of some pertinent information. It's quite large. Josh, if you could hold it up. Thank you.
That's a binder.
It's a pretty hefty binder.
Okay.
So I just copied a few things because I didn't want to copy the whole thing. If a lot of it needs to be updated anyway, I didn't know how much of it. Yeah.
Great. So. Thank you. Somebody else?
Is this particularly for our board, this SOP?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Particularly for our board. I believe the comments made by Jerry just having kind of some standards of procedures as far as specifically planning the ceremonies and some things to leave for future board members if and when we're all not on the board anymore.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that. Digging it up, whatever box and closet it was buried in. I'm sure it had a little layer of dust on it because it probably went in 2011. Hasn't been out since.
Yeah.
Is there any way, and Jerry, I don't want to speak for you, is there any way Jerry can take that home with him so he can kind of start looking at what, I mean, I don't know if that's like a city required structure, but he can maybe start looking and seeing, okay, some of the things he hasn't thought about yet, or we have plans for that, or
I would, honestly, I think we're better off having the discussion and then deciding what to do. And the reason I'm saying that is that in looking at just the bit I saw here, I think there's some differences between focus, and I think we need to have ultimately two different documents. One that deals with the board and its activities and what's going on, and the other that deals with
ceremonies.
Here's the operational way that we pull off these two major events that we have to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
So mine was geared toward focusing on how the events are planned for and executed. And there's some elements that I did not include that I think we need to consider. For example, especially in the environment and today, when we have a large gathering of people, so far I haven't seen detail in these charts about, well, what are we doing for security for the event if something happens, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we are, as the planners, we should be the ones in charge of making sure that that's covered and that we understand what has to happen, because if something happens, we don't want a chaotic environment, right? So, you know, like security for the event, a couple of other things like that. If there's anything glaring that we don't see or don't call out, because you guys have been here longer than I have, so you may have it embedded in your, you know, sort of institutional knowledge, and I just haven't seen it, right? So I don't want to assume it hasn't being done. It's just that I don't see it written down anywhere, so I don't know if it's being done, right? So that's the point of what I was trying to pull together, is just to say, here are some things that we might want to call out, we want to have specificity on. And another one was, you know, how are alternates handled? So for example, if the person that's going to be the MC that day winds up getting sick the night before, how do we know how that process looks the next morning without having to run around like chickens without a head and figuring it out, right? So anyway, that's what I wanted to bring to the document for the operational perspective.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that. All right, we'll pick that up next month.
Yes.
A little more in-depth discussion and
absolutely
plan the way forward. Sounds great. Okay, we will move on to any other city folks? No? Everyone good? Okay, anybody else? From parks? All right. Next discussion item is 260180, our Memorial Day ceremony. If everybody can pull out their little handy-dandy spreadsheet, we'll just kind of go through this and update it. We all know the mayor's still good, right? He hasn't changed his mind. Okay, that's good. The reading of the names. Have we contacted any of the Gold Star families yet? Do we know who's showing, or?
I've talked to just a couple, but okay. I need to coordinate with my liaison who has the list.
Okay.
And make a concerted effort to reach out to them. So
okay.
I will do that by next meeting.
Okay.
One question. At the last meeting, you had handed out this document,
mm-hmm.
and you asked for feedback?
Not yet. We're going to get there.
Oh, going to get that later? Okay.
Get there. The other thing I think we talked about last meeting is, and I think, Trina, I know you have a hard copy list of all the names on the wall. Do you have that electronically anywhere? Yeah, I just would like to turn that into electronic, you know, because those pages are getting a little beat up, so we need to make, if we ever need to reprint it or something, you know, we have the electronic version. Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. Riderless horse?
The last I heard, they said that would be very possible. They were just checking for availability. I followed up this week, and I'm waiting to hear back, but as far as I know, we're good.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Park setup, Marty, I know your team's got that.
We're good to go.
Got that good to go. And we're going with the same setup last time, flat, no chairs up front, beauty. Invocation, Jim Nichols is doing it, right?
I don't know, still doing it.
He's still doing it, that's good. Chief McFadder's confirmed, all right. The guard will be there, the color guard from the JRTC, that's good. Melissa's tuning up her pipes, she's gonna sing a cappella with no microphone or anything, right?
Well, the guy that was here last time said I'd have a microphone.
Yes, we will have you a microphone.
But acapella is fine, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect. Bugler is confirmed. I love all these confirms, and we're only in March. That's awesome. The wreaths, I have not reached out to Terry yet. It's still too early. But those won't be an issue. I'll probably send her something next week. Engraving names.
Okay. So the last names that were voted to add to the wall were Timothy K. Collier and Charles Bickley. And so I just need verbal confirmation from the board that we are engraving them as Timothy K. Collier and Charles Bickley.
Correct.
Perfect. Then that will be taken care of. And they usually have about a month turnaround, so it will be done before the ceremony.
Okay, perfect. Mark, any response from anybody?
Yeah, I actually did. Gretchen did get back to me.
Okay.
The Army and the Marine recruiting, you know, I'd left them messages, nothing. Okay. So not that I was expecting something back, but Gretchen did.
Okay. All the other city tasks, media, all that stuff, tracking along. Here we go. Amy, go update us.
Good evening. Good to see you guys. Sorry I missed the last meeting, but I wanted to make sure that we had a flyer in hand for you guys to review, see if there's any changes. I had one small change, a grammatic error, so got that changed. So if you will take a look at the flyer and just let me know if you have any changes. We pretty much just changed the date on it from last year and also moving it from Saturday to Sunday.
Monday.
Oh, Monday, sorry.
The
you know,
right
the other day.
Sunday would be great. The flyer's good.
Ignore my tired brain.
Yeah.
I'm also attached. So we've had some shift into our marketing team. As you know or may not know, we have two marketing communication specialists that report to Parks and Rec, but they are housed in marketing and communication. Both of those positions are vacant, but we are working very closely with the manager who oversees that, which is good because we're able to get it out very quickly. In working with her, she was able to pull a communication plan together, which mirrors pretty much what we had last year, except for the addition of the bandit signs. Yeah. I've never heard of that term. But those are the signs that will go around the R.D. Foster Veterans Park during the Byron Nelson. So we'll make sure to get those up. So we'll be pushing that during the Byron Nelson, which is that weekend.
Are they the ones that are mounted on the flag, on the light stand?
No, bandit signs like the politician signs, the little ones that stick in the ground.
Yeah. Ones, yeah.
Wicked,
I know them as real estate signs, but
real estate
I'm
signs,
nice
political
metal,
candidate signs.
Yeah, I know. So we will get some of those. We are looking, we have some tall boys, which are the taller ones, but those are usually utilized in the Byron Nelson. So we're seeing what assets we have to help get the word out. I know the last time I was here a couple of months ago, we were talking about pitching the story to try to get some coverage of the R.D. Foster and the connection with Byron Nelson to Ocala. I have told the story at least to three or four people, so hopefully we'll be able to continue those conversations to get some more additional footage for that, which would be great for the city of McKinney. Other than that, I will be more than happy to answer any questions you might have about marketing.
I get about every couple of weeks something that's called McKinney News that comes in my email. And I've watched to see if our ceremony is listed there, and it is not. I wonder if that's something that we could put on that in the McKinney News.
Yeah, we can do that. Usually they look at within like a month, but I can make sure that once we get closer that it is included in that. I don't, has it historically been, I don't know if it's been included before
no,
or not.
No, I don't think okay. so. At least I don't recall seeing it before.
Okay, I can check with them and get that included.
But they have other city activities, so I mean, we look at that all the time. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll make sure to get that in there. Yes.
Yeah. Is there going to be anything in the McKinney Today? I know that's I think it's a chamber publication. But
usually they put stuff in there. I'm seeing that I'm in Leadership McKinney. If y'all have been there, the best class ever is this year.
Yeah.
but I will be more than happy to see if they wouldn't mind sharing it. That would be a great resource because I know they have a ton of members and stuff, active people.
One other question.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sorry.
Do we have the ability to put anything on a city bill that goes out that says, you know, this event is coming up for the city?
I don't know. We typically have not done that, but again, all I can do is go back and say, here's some input that we received from the board, and I can either update that or come back next month and say yes, no, yes, no, but more than happy to make the ask.
Okay. Well, just like, you know, so many people get a water bill, for example.
Yeah. Right.
The whole community would get it. So.
Then they'll tie us to the water bill, Jerry, be mad at us.
Right.
Well, we just let them know we didn't charge them for it.
They're starting to water their grass now, so their water bill's
better. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think overall we're saying, Amy, it's, you know, we all know there's a million things about the Impact newspaper. And I know we do a press release. Sometimes they read it, sometimes they don't. Just, you know, as much as your marketing team can leverage whatever they can, it's, you know, I'd love to have people standing. That's all I'd say. I'd love to have people standing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and I think, I like the little bandit sign things, because, again, just McKinney residents who are walking around or people that stick around for an extra day after the Byron. Oh, I'm not doing nothing Monday morning. Maybe I'll go down here and watch the ceremony, you know. I think that, you know, might perfect timing this year with the tournament the way it is.
I think moving forward also, that might be something to add to our plan. Just it gains awareness, mostly of those around. Mm-hmm. Knowing as the residents are around there, and when that starts taking place at 10 o'clock, it's kind of like, whoa, what's happening? So it could be bring good awareness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like the idea of the bandit signs. This is just a thought. But we have lots of images of portraits of the guys that are named on that wall, and I know the guy that can provide those. If those.
I know a guy.
I will say, if we read bandit signs, my one pet peeve about bandit signs is when the ceremony is over, please have a plan to pick them up.
Yes.
Nothing makes me crazier than.
Yeah.
I'll not vote for you if your sign's out after Election Day.
I would imagine that morning before the ceremony, we'd pick them up. Yeah, just perfect. We don't want people falling and tripping over that.
Yeah, great. No, I think, like I said, every year the media plan grows, which is great. Like I said, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. While I'm up here, I want to introduce Mr. Philip Hubert Hubbard. He is a vet. He was in the Marines for 4 years,
right.
And he is the director of Code Services. And he reached out going, so tell me more about this. So I invited him to come see, and he goes, all right, this is great. So just want to welcome him to the committee.
See, and if you don't pick up your bandit signs, he'll write you a ticket.
I know. So just want to recognize and introduce him. Thank you.
Welcome, Phil. Good to see you. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. And then the other context, we all know we're all sitting on this board, so I know that the VFW and everybody's taken care of. Stories is blank. Oh, that's you, isn't it? Working stories? No, we're not doing stories. No, we are doing
We're going to do the stories of the new names we're adding.
Right.
And
two more.
The
right?
Two. I think I submitted one last.
Yeah, we went.
We went over one last.
We had two last. Yeah, two names last week. I'm sure. Somewhere.
Cody maybe? Board. I thought I would cover Cody Board for the War on Terror.
Okay.
Reached out to another family, they kind of want to keep it open. So.
Okay. If you could have drafts next meeting, just so we can take a quick look at them. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right. And then the bell. Marty's tracking on the bell. But what we forgot to add on here was the flyover. Remember we talked about the flyover last time?
Mm-hmm. We did talk
so
about
So please that. Add the flyover task. Here's the update on the flyover task. I'm dealing with the federal government, so you know how that goes. After many attempts, I finally got the form submitted to the right guy at the FAA. So he's processing now. He told me he would get it done this week, and then he'll send it back to me, and then I send it down to the Marines to coordinate for the flight. He saw no problem with it. So unless the planes at Joint Base Fort Worth are busy somewhere else in the world, which they may be these days, I think we'll get them. But they could be dropping bombs somewhere for all I know.
These would be F-18s?
Yeah. Yeah, I asked for, the guy I know is an F-18 pilot, so I asked for his squadron. So if they're available.
These are airworthy, the F-35s.
Yeah.
One or two
that's scary flying overhead, right? Yeah. So that's where we are with that. And again, Kelly, if you could add it on. And you're right, I did hand out the rough draft of my script and invited any input. You guys just give it to me after the meeting, and then we'll just, you know, I don't think we need to burn a bunch of time here with, you know, change this to that or whatever, and I'll pile it all together, and I'll get the draft back to Kayla, and she can send it out again, and we can all look at it and then finalize it the next meeting if that works for everybody. All right.
I do have one question on the flyover.
Yes, sir.
We've had choir sing, or we've had music played before. Is that still the intent to have someone playing or singing for this particular one?
This will probably just be a time on target.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to work with them.
Okay.
If they say they can be there at 10:30, then by gosh.
Right. I mean, perfect timing. We'd get it right when Melissa hits a high note at the end. Mm-hmm. But if they say, no, we're coming now, well, okay.
They're coming.
I don't know how they communicate with this. I think it's actually via cell phone from the plane these days, but that's because they went, I don't know. But yeah, we're not necessarily, first time, we'll see. If we can time it, great. If not.
Okay. But there will be music or some singing or not?
The only singing we're having is National Anthem.
Okay.
Remember, because we do the reading of names is when it takes so long, we cut out a lot of the other
tip
fluff, I guess, or entertainment portion of it. We say that for Veterans Day.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, one thing to think about on that is, you know, it's tough to time it at the end. It would be easier, like, possibly right after the National Anthem to have them do that flyover.
Yeah, that was my intent, either the opening before she sings or right after she sings, mm-hmm. rather than, you know. Right. But again, the guy I know at the pilot says they do a bunch of Memorial Day, so hopefully 10 o'clock is a good time for them, or 11 o'clock, whatever time. So, you know, once we get it approved and Colin starts coordinating, we'll come back to the board and let them know what we think time they're coming over. Okay. And hopefully they come real low and shake up everybody in those apartment buildings. Yeah. Stretch.
We'll have you do a different song.
No. Oh, all right. Anything else on Memorial Day?
God bless America too, huh?
If I may, I just wanted to circle back to a comment that Jerry had made in the reports. Do we want to discuss any security for this event or a backup if Shane were to get sick as the MC? Are those things we want to discuss today or at a different meeting?
I think we can talk about it when we talk about SOPs next week. Okay. And kind of, do we include those details and things like that?
Okay.
You know, because obviously we're talking security, we'd have to go get McKinney PD to give their evaluation, you know, does it need it or whatnot or something like that.
Perfect.
You know, okay. I know they're probably usually nearby, but we have a rider on this horse and a guy with a gun, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kayla. Next item is 260181, discuss 2026 Veterans Day ceremony speaker.
That was requested.
Yeah. I know a gentleman who's a Vietnam vet, and he's a minister. I can get his bio and send it to you and see if that would work. He works here in McKinney. His name's Fred Jones. So I can get that from Fred and get it over to you if you like.
Okay.
I'll send it to Kayla. So she has it.
Yeah, she can send it out to the board. Did anybody else have any thinking?
You know what, I had some ideas the other day, and now I'm getting old timers disease, but I'll...
All right, well, we
got time.
Veterans Day, we got a little bit of time.
We got time.
You know, look, this is impressive. We're talking about Veterans Day in March. Normally we're about September. Hey, it's Veterans Day. Who's speaking? So thank you, Jerry, for bringing it up.
I like Jerry's idea of somebody that's local.
Yeah, yeah, if we get a local...
Instead of bringing somebody from the other side of the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, so... Yeah, Jerry, if you just get the bio, get it to Kayla, and she can email it out to all of us, and we can, you know,
no problem.
See if we, you know, if he fits the bill. All right. That is all the discussion items that we had for this evening. Again, I will look to the public, our vast public audience here, if anybody has anything that to discuss that's not on the agenda. We do not. So now we'll move to comments from board members. Any additional comments, Jerry?
No, I'm good.
Dave? Last we know is Joe. Mark?
I just want to thank you, Jerry, for taking the initiative on what you did, because I think it's important that we do this, and Kayla for finding that binder. I think ultimately the end game here is we get it, everything we need updated, and we get it digitized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So we can talk more about that next month.
Absolutely. Guy?
The only thing I have is for the VFW is having their golf outing in May. Isn't that right, Dave?
May 18th, I believe. It's a Monday at El Dorado.
At El Dorado, yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to put that out there for them. And we'll be giving out poppies all that month, too, in May. So if you see us out at the restaurants and stores and stuff, we're out there pledging for the veterans or Memorial Day. Memorial Day is, May is the month of the Veterans Appreciation. So we're going to be out there.
I get appreciated every month. Okay.
Yep.
Alan, any other comments?
No, I'm good.
Melissa?
No.
I have nothing else. Staff, anything else from the staff that we missed?
I don't think so.
If that's the case, I will take a motion to adjourn the meeting at 18:25.
Motion.
Motion from Guy, second from Jerry. Down there, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.